What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
You know, recommendations can be great. Maybe someone recommended this podcast, and here you are. But home projects are different. If a podcast isn't your thing, you lose a few minutes. If you hire your cousin's neighbor to mount your TV, you might end up with a lopsided screen and wall damage. Maybe "I know a guy" just isn't enough for your home. That's why Thumbtack works. It matches you with top-rated local pros with photos, reviews, and credentials all in one place. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
Joining us now on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law, one call, that's all. He is friend of the show, Ty Dunn. Go long, TD. Follow him on X at Ty Dunn. Ty, how are we today?
Doing phenomenal, Sparky. How you been, brother?
I was good till I read your goofy predictions that you made, and then I just got put into a bad mood. I was like, oh, I'm going to text Ty, get him on, talk about this Jordan Love piece. And then I see in my email your predictions. What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you, man? Tell everybody your NFC North predictions, Ty Dunn.
Hey, Green Bay's in the playoffs. They make the 44% club in my predictions, which is nothing to sneeze at. You know, I know half the teams make the playoffs in Roger Goodell's NFL, but still an accomplishment, right?
No. I want you to tell everybody what the prediction is in the NFC North. Just line it up for everybody.
Sure. Well, I mean, everybody has predictions, so I don't know what the hell is going to happen. Nobody knows when
man,
the hell is going to
you are doing
happen.
A lot of backtracking, man. Just tell us what your predictions are.
I'm not backtracking.
Let's
we'll get
go.
Into it. Don't you worry. Don't you worry. We got the time. But yeah, I'm going Detroit, Minnesota, Green Bay, Chicago right now. But it's jammed up with those top three. I'll say that. Jim Monas, my podcast co-host, and he actually worked in the NFL. He was a director of personnel for the Bills. He's got Green Bay in the Super Bowl, for what it's worth.
It's not. You cover the Packers. We know you. He's a nice guy, I'm sure. I don't know him. I expect more from my guy, Ty Dunn, on the Packer front. Now, let's go over some of your other predictions. NFC North, Detroit. NFC East, Cowboys. NFC East, or NFC South, Tampa Bay. The West is Seattle. The Wild Cards, the Rams, who everybody thinks is a Super Bowl favorite. You don't even have them winning the division. Minnesota, and then Green Bay. So why not the love for the Rams in this thing?
Yeah, I guess I'm a contrarian at heart. You know, hand up. But something's going to go wrong. I mean, we've seen this story before. The offseason champs, they can do no wrong. Reigning MVP, defensive player of the year. I get it. Aaron Donald's coming back, bionic man. Everything tells you that this should be a superpower of a team, but something inevitably goes wrong for these teams that we all expect to get to the Super Bowl and win it. It's a marathon, man. So much can happen over these 18 weeks. And like we said, you know, 44% of the conference makes the playoffs. And then these playoff games, they always boil down to, you know, a play here or a play there or a terrible call here or there. To just say it's Rams versus the field seems foolish to me. And let's not forget, Seattle did win the Super Bowl last year, and they did beat the piss out of the New England Patriots while they did it. So they're really good. Their defense is loaded. Another year in Mike McDonald's system, and I think that Sam Darnold, you know, even the last final month of the season, month and a half, he wasn't even that great. So, I mean, they were able to win all these games without their quarterback playing as well as he did the first half of the season. So I just feel like we tend to forget about the teams that, you know, win the Super Bowl, go the distance, and see everybody sleeping on Seattle more than LA being, you know, a wild card.
But Ty, and we forgot to do this yesterday, so we'll have to do it later in the show. We do it on every Wednesday, and we forgot to do it yesterday. But Ty, the Seahawks are Hard Knocks right now. I mean, doesn't that play into your predictions at all in all of this, considering the history of that show?
I stopped watching Hard Knocks, like, I don't know, 7-8 years ago.
Oh, no, we do Hard Knocks review the day after every single time.
Dude, why are you wasting your time on that?
I think it's the lamest season of Hard Knocks ever, because why the hell is the Super Bowl champion on Hard Knocks? Hard Knocks is not made for
great.
That. It's dumb.
I love Hard Knocks. You're not going to convince me otherwise. And, in fact...
Oh, no, we got to talk about Hard Knocks, then, if you're all in.
I was all on board...
You can't just say that and then move on.
I was all on board for the Packers getting Hard Knocks... they did the off-season Hard Knocks, remember? And that was a disaster for the Giants. But they did the off-season Hard Knocks, and like, oh, we're not going to do it anymore. And I was here saying, dude, the Packers should raise their hand and go, yeah, we'll do it. You can come cover us doing the draft, right? You have the cameras there watching the whole draft process get set up and all the NFL honchos and the whole process of everything going through, and it takes you right through the draft, and you can be in the draft war room. I don't care. All of that, like, that would have been perfect. And then the Packers don't have to worry about being on Hard Knocks for a long time after that, if they ever even get to that point.
You know what? You make a good point in this regard. Hard Knocks at this point, I know, like, here in Buffalo when they did it, Sean McDermott was heavily involved in the editorial conduct.
Yep.
So, you know, your coaches, your GMs, the team itself, they're dotting the I's, they're crossing the T's. And this isn't just exclusive to teams on Hard Knocks. It's an NFL thing. I mean, this is my 15th year covering the NFL full time. I was just thinking back to how it was back in 2011. It's crazy how there are teams out there that go the extremes they go to control the messaging around their team. Take it from an independent journalist who is welcomed into some buildings but not others. I'll just let that, you know, sit there as we talk on Milwaukee radio. And
well, you're talking in Wisconsin.
The Packers, they would love to control that message. So why did they take on Hard Knocks and pump out the messages that they would love to put out there?
Don't worry, Ty. You're in Green Bay. You're in Appleton, Wausau, Duluth, Superior, Madison. Everybody's listening to you around the state
buddy.
What
am I talking? You're a man of the state.
Wisconsin Sports Radio Network, baby. Hey, okay, so let's talk about this Jordan Love piece. And you've written several Jordan Love pieces, but this one here was with a former Packers quarterback that you had a chance to sit down and talk with, Matt Hasselbeck.
Love talking to Matt Hasselbeck. He, 18 years in the NFL, 17 active, 3 Pro Bowls, obviously took Seattle to the Super Bowl. They got screwed in that game, and it all started there in Green Bay. So I just, you know, we always love checking in on Jordan Love. Once upon a time, we talked back then. We were out on – felt like we were taking our crazy pills, shouting that Jordan Love should be the starter. And you know, nobody wanted him out there. And finally, he gets his shot. He's one of the best quarterbacks in football. But look, let's be honest. It's 3 years as a backup, 3 years as a starter. This is now year 7. I think to take that step from good to great to elite, and you're waiting for that elite step, there's definitely some stuff he still has to work on. And I thought that Matt Hasselbeck in this Q&A really – put it perfectly. Here's somebody who also was sitting behind a Hall of Fame quarterback, an unorthodox future Hall of Fame quarterback in Brett Favre, and he tells the stories of, you know, Mike Holmgren and Andy Reid telling him all the time, like, don't try to copy Brett's fundamentals. You're not going to learn anything. It's only going to screw you up. Your fundamentals are better. Learn this, this, and this, and this, but try not to copy him. And he can kind of see Jordan Love still working through the same thing. And I remember Steve Calhoun, Love's private quarterback's coach, telling us that, you know, for the longest time, he would tell Jordan, you got to stop trying to be Aaron Rodgers. You're not Aaron Rodgers. Like, in terms of fall away jumpers and, you know, the quirky fundamentals with the feed and things you do outside of the pocket, that can get you into trouble. And as great as Jordan Love is, I think everybody can agree, like, he is the franchise quarterback. He was paid to be the franchise quarterback. You can win a Super Bowl with Jordan Love.
you know, even that Bears game, you throw for over 300, three touchdowns, no picks. Matt Hasselbeck's pointed some plays, some moments. If you just tweak your fundamentals here or there, this entire season is different. Like, maybe you get to the Super Bowl and win it with if seven or eight plays from the season are different. So,
what's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Fall is a vibe. So, what's yours? Do you go wild or get a little nostalgic? Do you like to cozy up indoors or kick it outdoors? Whatever you fall for, get shoes that get you. We've got the trends. You bring the vibes. DSW, let us surprise you.
It's just, you know, honing on the boring, embracing the boring, falling in love with the boring. Hasselbeck lived it, and I think more than any quarterback who played, he can relate to love because of how they came up as young quarterbacks, the both of them.
See, this is a little bit different. In my mind, what Hasselbeck went through versus what Jordan Love went through. When Hasselbeck was in Green Bay behind Brett, people were getting done with Brett at that point. And I remember doing sports talk radio, and it was caller after caller, people wanting Hasselbeck to start and get rid of Brett, and he's going to be the next guy. And obviously they didn't do that. Holmgren leaves. He makes the move for Hasselbeck, and he actually takes the Seahawks to the Super Bowl. Jordan Love, there really was never any, I mean, maybe you, but outside of you, maybe, I mean, from a fan base perspective, there really wasn't an outcrying of, oh, we need Jordan Love, oh, we need Jordan Love. People were just tolerating, I guess would be the best word, of Aaron Rodgers at that point, because there was so much unknown, where Hasselbeck was carving it up and looking like a stud in preseason, even though he never really got to play in the regular season.
Man, that is such a good point. You know, he was Mr. August.
Yes.
You're right. He would tear it up in the preseason for Green Bay. And it felt like back then, late 90s, early 2000s, we all kind of took these exhibition games more seriously. Maybe it's because I was a kid.
For sure.
And I just did as a kid. But they played longer. They seemed to mean something a little more. And then, yeah, Green Bay, Ron Wolf, they trade Hasselbeck to Holmgren to Seattle. I think it was to move up and take Jamal Reynolds, right, in the first round.
Complete
bust.
That pick
didn't work out too well.
Nope.
They did get KGB later that year, so that helped. But, yeah, I think that is definitely a point to make on the contrast between the two. And we shouldn't forget how his fan base felt about Jordan Love. Hell, we saw it. I remember when Bob McGinn at our site reported that offseason, I think it was in February early, that Green Bay was done with Aaron Rodgers. They're moving on to Jordan Love. And it was, and then following that, all the national reporting was kind of pushing back on it, saying, oh, no, Aaron hasn't decided. I mean, Green Bay, at that point, it's really, they're dropping the Costanza, it's not you, it's me. They're trying to somehow finesse this in a way that doesn't piss off Aaron Rodgers while he's in the darkness retreat, all of that. And the backlash that we saw, it was strong. Like, even then, even after 3 years of preseasons and 3 years of training camps, there was a lot of uncertainty. Hell, take it into his first year. Halfway through the first year, the press conference, Brian Gutekunst basically saying, they've got to see more out of Jordan Love for him to be the guy. And then he turned it on, Toyota-thon, and they get to the divisional round, nearly get to the NFC Championship game. So, yeah, his ascent is real. He has clearly gotten better each season. And now it's time. Like, no Josh Jacobs, no Micah Parsons here out of the chute. You lost key contributors on both sides of the ball. He's going to have to carry this team early this season, and he's probably going to have to carry him into the playoffs because that's what it takes to win a Super Bowl.
Go long, TDs. We're going to find this great Jordan Love piece. He is Ty Dunn, former Packers beat writer. Follow him on X at Ty Dunn. I got one more for you, not having to do with Go Long TD or anything, but something you just brought up in passing. Do you think we are headed back to like it was back in the day where these exhibition games mean more, starters play more in exhibition games, and these inter-squad scrimmages that they've been doing slowly die off and go away? The Packers only played one this year, and that was only because it was his brother, Mike LaFleur. I've seen multiple coaches come out and say that they've been told those scrimmages are just like playing an additional preseason game anyhow. And I just wonder, to avoid the fights and everything else that goes along with it, whether or not we're heading back to the direction of not doing those anymore and just playing these starters more in preseason than they have in the past, because there's only three of them, and who knows, we'll probably be headed to eventually just two.
Man, yeah, it is so disingenuous from the NFL to add another regular season game because it's coming. And then they'll take away an exhibition game and say that's the trade-off when, you know, one game you've got, you know, borderline roster players filling out the lineup, and the next is an actual game that matters. That's where it's headed. I don't know. I think that it will be less all the way around. Less action for your starters in the preseason, less action in training camp. I went around, I don't know, four or five different training camps, and this is injunction, boys. There's not a ton of hitting, and teams are trying to be smart. I get it. You don't want a key injury this time of year at all, and something that doesn't matter. Yeah, you do have to condition the body for contact. You do have to, if not tackle to the ground, thud up and simulate what you're going to face, because that's why week one is always so funky. I mean, remember 2 years ago, didn't Jameis and the Saints just blow out Green Bay and Jacksonville? It's always weird, the season opener, and I think a big part of that is you don't have a lot of hitting. You don't have any tackling. You don't really simulate at all what the real thing is going to be all August anymore. And I honestly kind of get it, because when one injury can just completely send your season into a tailspin, you got an ear on the side of caution. I would probably go that direction a little bit more than Oklahoma drill direction. I don't know, man. Like, I wish I could give you an answer on this is how an NFL team in today's, you know, in today's climate should handle preseason training camp. I don't think the teams know themselves. It's kind of trial by error, and we'll just continue to see that.
I lied. I got one more. The Clippers get the, it's not technically the death penalty, but they get dropped with a heavy, heavy penalty for circumventing the salary cap. The Milwaukee Bucks are being investigated for circumventing the salary cap. Why don't we hear ever this in the NFL?
Yeah. We probably should hear it more, shouldn't we?
I mean, I'm just amazed by the fact that the salary gap has been in the NFL longer than everywhere else, and yet I never hear stories like this in the NFL.
It's weird. Some off seasons, we're told that the salary cap is real, and you hear GMs talking about, well, we couldn't really make the moves we'd like to make because we're paying the quarterback. I don't know. We just saw what the Los Angeles Rams did with Stan Kroenke. And he paid for his own stadium, and they're just signing whoever they want, trading for whoever they want. They don't really have any real fans. I mean, all their home games are just raided by the visiting team. So I don't know what in the hell to believe. You know, in terms of nefarious circumventing of the salary cap, like you saw to Steve Ballmer and the Clippers, I think the owners are smarter than that in the NFL. But the way it's structured, you can kind of move money around the way, however you'd like. I mean, even the Browns, if they really wanted to, they could have just swallowed that Deshaun Watson money and moved on after that horrific press conference. Yep. I mean, you can do whatever you want. I mean, because there's ramifications for rolling with him as the starter in there. What does a teammate think with what's going on? So, yeah, I feel like, you know, we've thought it's so strict and stringent all these years. It really isn't if you really break it down and see what teams like the Rams are doing.
He is Ty Dunn. Go long, TD. Go read the Jordan Love piece with Matt Hasselbeck. Really, really good stuff. Follow him on X at Ty Dunn. Anything else you want to promote on the way out, Mr. Dunn?
I always love coming on Spark, even when you – I love it when you get some jabs in. Please, fire away, because yeah. I could be dead wrong. I've loved the Lions before, and that NFC North is just going to be a dogfight. So we'll be covering it a ton all season long. Bob McGinn's back. We'll be doing our show. He'll be writing stories, and I'll actually be out there in Minneapolis for week one covering everything Vikings Packers. So subscribe and check our stuff out. We will have a ton of Packers coverage all season.
You absolutely always have a ton of Packers coverage. I love it so much. Ty, thank you so much.
Thank you, man.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com. An Autodesk company.